For centuries, Pacific Islanders have been sharing stories that connect us across the region. Stories from the Pacific is a weekly program that continues that tradition, bringing you deep and personal stories from a diverse range of people. Athletes, farmers, artists, teachers, activists, entrepreneurs, all united by their Pacific heritage and incredible journeys.
Listen to Stories from the Pacific on your favorite podcast app.
This is an ABC podcast.
This is Nijan Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinirao Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Ali, Dolavina, Talofa Lava, Kiorana, Halo Geta, Kamna Maori, Bulavinaka, Moa, Malo Lele, and welcome everyone to Nijan Footy. My name is Sam Wykes, and alongside me is my Cook Island Koi, Tinirao Arona, to talk all things rugby league and rugby union. And did you like that?
Did you read that?
Nah, mate, that's all off the top of the head.
Really?
All those hellos, absolutely.
How can you remember all of them hellos, but when we do Give Me Three every Monday, you can't remember anything?
I've got no idea how my brain works sometimes, but were you impressed with all those hellos?
I was very impressed. And speaking of memory, do you remember how many Easter eggs you ate last weekend?
I lost count, honestly. I went to town. I went to town. And for Lent, you know, because during your 40 days of Lent, you've got to give up something.
Oh, sacrifice. Did you do Lent?
I did do Lent.
What'd
with
you
my
sacrifice?
Family. Coke Zero and chips.
Sorry, mate. You should have told me every time we go and have lunch after our show or dinner, then I'm always having a Coke Zero.
Yeah, you I had to give it up. I was having two a day, and I was like, no, this is getting out of hand.
But then you got to enjoy it over the weekend.
I had one, but I tried to give up chips and chocolate, so I had three. So I only completed one out of three.
Oh my days.
And I smashed the Easter eggs. But anyway, it's not about that show.
Footy,
let's talk about some footy. What do we have coming up?
Another huge show. We have our great NRLW star, Sala Tongatuki, joining us, and also our former Super Rugby superstar, Nemani Nondolo Kudendrani.
Yes, he'll be back on The Big Man.
We'll be covering round six this week, the NRL, and it is round nine in the Super Rugby. It's been over almost 2 weeks since we've been on the show because we had Easter, Easter Friday, Easter Monday off, so we will quickly review last weekend, although it's already
perfect.
Been passed.
Yep.
And then last night's game. Jeez.
All right.
The Bulldogs versus the Panthers.
I know, man.
After the first, how many rounds? Five rounds. We just thought.
Hold that thought.
I thought Panthers were going.
Let's get there. Let's get this ID and rip straight in.
Hey guys, it's Dimitri Waimonga here from the One New Zealand Warriors. You're listening to Nijan Footy.
Mate, I had to just hold you back there a bit. You were about ready to come out the gates.
I know, mate. I know.
It is unbelievable. When you thought the Panthers were unstoppable, the Bulldogs do the unthinkable and ruin Nathan Cleary's 200th game.
Bulldogs versus the Panthers. When you just thought the Panthers were unstoppable, they had not lost a game, and no one even really came close to beating them this first five rounds. The Bulldogs, they come off the back of two losses. They end up beating the Panthers 32-16. No Stephen Crichton. It was Nathan Cleary's 200th game. The Bulldogs scoring 5-3. Viliami Kikau, his first. So he scores the first try for the Bulldogs.
Did I hear he was skipper as well for that game?
He was the captain.
Yeah, nice.
Yep, the captain, because Stephen Crichton's out due to injury. Viliami gets some early ball and just runs through the defensive line. Four players trying to chase him down, and he scores in the fifth minute to get the Bulldogs off to a good start. Casey McLean, he got sent off for 10 for a head high. And, mate, that, I reckon now with the new rule changes, any players that go 10 in the bin put so much pressure and on their team because how fast the game is now.
What are the changes that you make when someone goes off, say, a winger? Like, on the fifth tackle, do you only just hold the fullback back there and everyone still stays in the front line, or do you still drop one back? Like, how do you navigate? Because in union, depending what the position is, like, it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, especially in the forwards, who needs to fill in, like, at scrum time or at line-out time?
Yeah, good question. I think Case McLean being the centre, me putting my coach's hat on, I would shuffle the back rower to centre position just to hold that them outside back positions, and then you'll have the back rowers and the middles working as a unit.
Yep.
So instead of, so they'll obviously have to slide harder from the inside, but.
So you're not trying to, like, no, you're not sending any shooters out. You're not, like, trying to get that real high line speed. The main focus, if you've got someone off, is connection.
Connection.
And sliding together.
Yeah. But with the rule changes and how fast the game's going now with all these six agains, yeah, sometimes there's players that aren't even getting back on side in time.
Yeah, wow.
So you're already down a number. Now you've got down a number from the 13 because you've got, for 10 minutes, you've got one in the bin. And, you know, the Dogs capitalized on that opportunity and ended up scoring in that while Casey was off as well. Just before halftime, the Panthers did come back, score a couple tries. I thought in the second half, though, the Dogs really peppered the Panthers' left side with Lachlan Galvin and Jacob Preston. Now, I spoke about Viliami Kikau on the Dogs' left side as a back rower. Jacob Preston on the right side is pretty much one of the best back rowers in our game because of the way that he carries the ball, the way that he hits his lines, and Lachlan Galvin just playing simple footy, giving him early ball where he breaks the line. He ended up setting up the Tongan international Sitili Tupanua for a try to wrap up the game for the Bulldogs. I thought Sitili was unreal in the middle. When he came off the bench for a second stint, he was just, there was one time where he took a carry, the ball went away, the ball come back, and he took another carry. He was breaking tackles, got him really on the front foot, but Jacob Preston on that right side, to have two damaging back rowers on the left, on the right, I think that could be the new, it's always been an important part of the game.
I was
going to
ask you that. Like, I'm thinking, is the back rowers more important in this day and age with these rules compared to back in the day? Because they're almost like in that link position. You know, you've got to be able to go direct at the line, get to that halfback like you talk about, or they've got to hold their feet and trying to get it to an edge. They've got to make good decisions in defence. How do you see that now with the role of a back rower?
It was very funny you mentioned that because yesterday I had a conversation with my son and he's like, oh, Dad, what's the easiest position to play on the field?
You son, know, there's no easy positions.
Well, he's like, I feel like everyone works hard. You know, everyone has a role to play. And then he says, I think back row, hey, because you can just rest on the edge. I'm like, you probably don't do as much. Oh, you will have to do a lot of tackles because, it's especially if the attacking team is attacking your side because you've got a weaker half. But they have a very crucial position because in defense, they are their halfback's inside shoulder. But in attack, they have the role to, if you're running that lead line, the defense to hold those, that three man, that four man, the half, to then collapse in them. So if the ball goes out the back on their lead run, the ball goes out the back, it creates space for the outside. Now, if you're a weak back rower and don't run that strong,
you're not attracting line, no one.
You're not attracting the defensive line. They just slide off you. But you have to be a running threat. You also have, if you've got a player like Viliami and Jacob Preston who's got an offload game, you've got that as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see Viliami ball play. So you can also have tools where you catch the ball, get the center leading, and then you've got the fullback out the back. So it gives them the option to pass the lead out the back or
and
over
you
the
think
top.
About that as a defender, someone like Vili's got all those threats, big body, can palm, run over you, run around you, and ball play. That's very hard to defend, you know, especially am I going to come up fast on him or am I going to hold back? Like, it puts decisions in the defensive hand. But, yeah, I just think the back rowers now, they've got such an important role to play.
Yep, and you match them up with good halfbacks who then use, it would be a halfback's dream to have a good back rower.
I can feed
running.
You with my passes and you've got my inside shoulder. Thank you.
But, yeah, the Bulldogs get the job done. I think with all the noise, external noise that it was, on the Bulldogs over the last couple rounds where they hadn't won a game. Yeah, it's good that they got to silence that noise. So Panthers been a bit vulnerable, but after hearing Ivan Cleary, after the game, he mentioned, you know, the boys will bounce back. And I think it's just part of the game.
It
you
is,
know?
Man. I think it just shows how close the competition is, yep. rugby league. It's like if you're, you know, a fraction of a percent off from your best and the other team is at their best, well, the result's going to go, you know, the way it went last night. So you just got to be on every single week. And, mate, time will tell, come round 26. Is it 26 rounds, T?
Something like that.
Something. It's a long season anyway.
We just go week by week
here,
mate.
Yes, that's right.
But we'll catch up with Sala Tongatuki and speak about a couple games to look forward to on the weekend. We do have the Aruna Cup. The Sharks taking on the Sydney Roosters.
You're really running with that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to do it every time they play as well. And the Storm versus Warriors, they're always an interesting game. There's always some history whenever these two play each other. The Storm, though...
They can't lose four in a row. Surely not. Is that a smoky for the Warriors?
For the Warriors or Storm being the smoky?
Ooh.
Warriors lost to Sharks last week.
I know, and the Warriors were hissing at the start, and the wheels are a little bit wobbly at the moment. I don't know.
It's all good.
It's all good.
We'll cover that with Sala Tongatuki, but let's head over to what's happening in Super Rugby.
Super Rugby, man. There is definitely not as much happening as Rugby League ever, and we're going to play this ID.
Hey, it's Wolf Skelton here, and you're listening to Asian Footy.
Sorry about that, mate. I jumped the gun again. But if you have just joined us, it is Sam Wax and Tinidau Arona on Nijan Footy. And T just wrapped up the rugby league news and what was going on there. And now it is time for Super Rugby Pacific Round 9 Rugby Union. It kicks off this week. And we'll talk about the Fijian side of things when we speak to Big Nems. The Drua have the Western Force in the Sugar City in Lotoka.
Much happened last round in Round 8 over Easter.
Ah, no, not really.
Did you have any games?
Mate, to be honest, I can't even remember. I was on holidays.
You know why I asked that? Because I've seen a post from Lima Sopwanga, and he wrote, the rugby union dropped the ball on this one, having no games.
It was a split round. Like, it wasn't, there was only like, was it four games or something like that? Or like, anyway, like, it wasn't the whole round.
You really switched off during these days.
I was eating Easter eggs. I did watch, well, listen, don't laugh at me, mate. Moana Pacifica had the bye. The Fijian Drua played against the Crusaders, and that was a...
So how did they go?
They got a hiding. It was the last ever game at Christchurch at that home ground before they moved to the new stadium. Yeah, so that was a big occasion.
They've got an NRL game in Christchurch.
I think it's already sold out, that one, that Warriors game.
I got some tickets.
Anyway, but this is a rugby union segment, mates. So, as I said, I did kick back last week. I wanted to eat Easter eggs.
So we're going to just pretend round 8 didn't
happen. I'm not going to give you three takeaways like you did for that. I'm just going to go focus on this weekend. Okay, but look, we have to talk about, Nams will talk about the draw, but we have to talk about Minor Pacifica and their chances of beating the Chiefs. They are coming off a bye. Bodies should be ready, fresh to go, but man, they have a challenge on their hands. The Chiefs, number one in the competition for line breaks, clean line breaks. Their attack is hissing. Damien McKenzie's back. Players like Sami Benifinao, the blindside flanker for the Chiefs, Quinn Tupia, the inside center, and former Moana Pacifica player and winger, Kyron Taumoifolau. He's on the wing for the Chiefs, and they had a field day against the Tars last week. Gave him a hiding. So, with their Moana defense still struggling, leaking about 40 points per game, T, can you give me something on how they can beat the Chiefs? Because I've run out of answers. I've done 10-minute blocks. I've done different types of defensive systems, lineouts. I'm running out of...
Fast start.
We've done that before.
We've done fast start.
Yeah, we've done fast start. Finish strong.
Have they had the circle of trust?
Circle of trust. I don't know if they've had that meeting yet.
You know those
crisis
meetings?
Meeting.
Yeah, crisis meetings. Get them into a room, go in one circle, and just open up. You got to say one thing that you like about the guy on the right and one thing the guy on the left that can do better.
Man, that is...
And then when you walk out the room, everyone's somehow connected closer.
Or pissed off even more because this guy's outed me on my right, and I know full well where you were last week.
Yep.
Don't be throwing stones at glass houses here, son.
So I've been in one of those rooms. Our team wasn't doing too well in a club that I played for. I won't name the club, and I also won't name the coach or the player. But the coach said, look, this circle, whatever is said, it stays in air. Now, if you've got any issues, stand up and say what your problem is. One player stands up, he goes, I'm not a center, I'm a winger. That's really? What, and you're playing me at center. And then we did not see that guy play for the rest of the year.
It's funny you say that. I'm not going to say the team or the player or the coach. This was a players only circle of trust meeting. And one of the players got up and said, we have a losing culture. You guys don't get how to win. You're not willing to fight for one another and do this and attacked all of us.
And the player did.
The player did. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. No, he's probably not wrong. Then somehow, the next meeting, our coach comes in and says, apparently we've got a losing culture here, do we?
Someone snitched.
Someone snitched. And that guy never played again as well. So, man, look, it's tough, man. We talked about winning and losing coaches. It's a cutthroat industry and weddings and funerals. That's what it feels like.
What would you think? Like, I know we're talking about the Moana, Moana Pacifica here. What would you say, Tana Umanga, like, how does he react? And is he an angry man? Like, have you ever seen him angry?
From reports, like, he can lose it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, he can obviously present well in front of the camera and stay cool, calm and collected.
Because that's what I see. I see a calm, collected.
But I've heard behind closed doors, man, he can be ruthless. Not in a bad way, but, man, if he's...
But be direct.
Yeah, be very direct. And I guess probably the hardest thing now for Tana is the fact that he's got one foot out the door already because he's going to the All Blacks. Yeah. Not right or wrong, but like there's that bit where you're not having the best season as a group. And now if you're trying to play for your coach, which you always still should, but there's always that little thing in the back of your mind where it's like, well, you're not here next year.
Oh, so he's not coaching next year.
No, he's All Blacks.
So once you go get appointed to All Blacks, then you can't be a super.
You're not doing super anymore because you're full-time with the All
really?
Blacks.
Really? So if Jamie Joseph would have left the Highlanders, he would have... Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
So that's one of those things. But also, when we talk about playing for futures and stuff like that as well, I'm not hearing a lot of activity around players signing on beyond next year. Like the future of Moana Pacifica at the moment in Super Rugby Pacific, I'm not hearing
people getting signed after and
having the confidence that. Are they going to be around beyond 2027?
So Artie's definitely coming back next year.
Well, he's got his sabbatical and he will be back in Super Rugby next year. And I believe he is coming back to Moana Pacifica. But there's players, and this is not because I've got contacts with Patrick Pellegrini, you know, my cousin's in there. But I know from other player agents where it's like, oh, man, where some of the boys have been asking me, is there any opportunities at Moana for that? And then I'll pass them on to some agents. They go, mate, they're not... They're not looking at anyone at the moment.
So everything's been pushed, paused.
Put on hold. Yeah. So that was giving me a bit of a concerning sign.
On where the future is.
So when you think about where players are trying to play for their future, are they going to be here or not? Like that's heavy on the shoulders to then filter into a performance.
Yeah. When you've got that pressure, those thoughts, the emotions that you're going through, on the security of your rugby union career.
Yes.
And then having to focus on playing the best performance on the weekend, it's hard because it does take some energy.
It does. And when you're getting flogged every week, like it is a tough market when you're trying to go, oh, I want to go to a site in Japan. Oh, where have you come from? Moana Pacifica. Aren't they losing by 50? Yeah, okay, we might go someone that's at the Crusaders or one of the bigger teams.
Just side note, do you also think that this shows how good Artie Sevilla was last year?
Absolutely. And I did say that at the beginning of the year, when we started the show, that is such a big hole to fill, that one player had that type of influence on a team. And you take that player away, and so who are we turning to? Because there's so many players in that team that are still only 10, 20 caps into their professional career.
Yeah.
So that's such a tough ask. And how much hype was there around?
And with all the hype, Pacifica. the media noise, banging of the bin, and the running out on the captain's
run,
the energy,
bus.
The screaming, and I loved it. But if you're another Super Rugby team, especially a New Zealand Super Rugby team, you're like, okay, let's put a target on them. And
yeah,
you know, they're the little brother. So
it's a tough one for Moana. And I know that we haven't talked too much detail around the game, but I just thought from a preparation point of view, where the players stand, the future of Moana Pacifica, where that stands. Again, I don't know for sure, but there's just this feeling where it's like, man, what's happening there?
Mm.
You can't go from all that energy from last year and then to sort of almost crickets now. No one's talking about them. So hopefully they are around.
Financially, maybe. They're like back room.
Yeah, who's finances, funding them? I don't know. I don't know. Because even
a deeper level.
Even the Western Force, they've moved to this non-for-profit funding model. They're losing like $10 million every year. They haven't done what Rugby League have done and bought assets, you know, like hotels and RSLs or anything like to help drive revenue outside of the game. Trading cards like you're doing. Like they're relying purely on ticket sales, merchandise, and TV rights.
Yeah.
And when you're not in the best state, it's very hard to have those things in order. But anyway, that's what's happening in the world of Moana Pacifica. But the game of the round has to be the Hurricanes versus the Blues. 1v2 in this one. That will be one to get up for, get around, and we'll see who gets that battle and stays on top of the table. But T, I think that's it for me until we get over to Nemani Nandolo Kurundrani to talk all things rugby union. But before that, let's get to Sulla.
The Rugby League Preview.
Now comes the way to the right edge. Tonga Tuki!
With Sulla Tongatuki.
Yes, we are blessed to have our NRLW superstar. She plays for the Tigers. She also represents the New South Wales Blues, has represented the Jillaroos and Fitu Samoa. Sulla Tongatuki, welcome to Nisian Footy as you join us every Fridays to give us an update. How has your life been for the last couple of weeks? How was your Easter?
Good morning, yeah, it was good. Took the kids up the mid-north coast. They wanted to make some money for the school holidays. So we got them doing some outdoor renovations, bit of labour. So we could have done an Easter hunt there, but nah.
Petrol
was $3 a litre. Yeah, you get on the tools.
Literally.
Yeah. So is this far north coast, that's like a long way from Penrith, where you are? Like, whose house were they working on? Or was it just some randoms?
No. It's my partner's, like, our investment up there, so.
Oh, how good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
nice.
What's your hourly rate? What's your hourly rate, Cove?
Oh, my God. To be honest, they were, like, pulling our legs. They were, like, I think they went there with set price, like they wanted, but not knowing how long they had to work for it. Their ages being teenagers, like if you go Macca's, isn't it? I'm pretty sure they pay like $13-$14 an hour. But they were expecting like adult, like normal pay rate, like 40, 25 an hour.
25 an hour. Okay.
You know, someone's on big bucks going 45 an hour.
45.
No.
Double time and a half on the public holidays.
You will not see me on the construction site.
You know, when they obviously want that money straight away, did the job match the price? You know, did they do a good job? Or have they wrecked more and you've had to fork out more?
Nah, they actually did a really good job. Like, we're both happy with the outcome. We didn't think it was going to be like, the outcome was going to be like that. So it was good. Very good.
We better start talking about some footy. So.
Yeah, true sort of renovation show, but anyway.
Well, sorry, guys. Yeah, we're going to do the block.
Yes.
Nisian Footy block.
Let's start with your Tigers. They are sitting currently second on the NRL ladder.
Shut the gates. Wow. How good.
What's the vibe been like? What's the vibe been like at Concord where, you know, when you do go into training and catch up with a few of the staff members and players there?
Yeah, just so pumped. I love the energy. Obviously, like, when I'm up in the admin, doing admin in the office, everyone's just super, like, keen. Like, they're just so proud. Like, they're already looking forward to our home game this weekend, which we're hosting tonight. But, yeah, the energy's just been unreal, even just from the players. I just feel like there's a connection there with them, like, this group that I'm seeing this year from last year, there's just something about them. Like, they, on their day off, I see more of them all together now. They come in and do things together. They leave together. I think that's like the missing piece for me is your connection. Yeah, and like even just like our the head of performance and that, like they've been unreal. Like I'm around it and I feel like I see what they're doing. They're planning, doing like they're just working overtime just to, you know, obviously give the best for the boys so the boys can do their best. But, you know, everyone's doing their job. And yeah, it really takes the whole club on like that saying the village.
How good's winning, eh?
Winning solves everything.
It's good, it does.
You know,
a
you
lot.
Want an extra training tee from the kick guy? Yeah, mate, take it. Yeah, have it. We're winning. The admin person knows your name. Everyone's buzzed.
Happy.
Yeah.
I just looked at their team list and, geez, I've got a fair few. They would must have the most Nijin players in their team compared to others.
Literally.
Go through the team, there's many of them and their stars as well, and that's missing their captain, Jerome Lua. But, and Kai Pierce-Paul, he's Cook Islander, I heard, as well. So,
hey!
Recruitment already?
No, he's not Cook Islander, he's from the UK. But they come up against the Knights, who are currently sitting at third. You look at these two teams, Knights had the wooden spoon last year, the Tigers had... Was it back-to-back-to-back wooden spoons?
Yeah, we haven't made the semis in the last year.
But now sitting at second and third, a huge game ahead for this weekend, probably one of the games to watch on Sunday afternoon. What are your thoughts in this game?
Yeah, obviously it's a big test for the Tigers. I'm at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. I just feel like everyone speaks about it. Like it's not always... like their greatest luck there. So hopefully they keep their winning momentum going. But I guess for me it's huge, like for Kai Pierce-Paul as well, who's playing his former club. Like he's been playing strong footy. And like just his second phase plays, that's been huge. So yeah. I feel like our boys can get the job done, but you gotta sort of be careful like with Knights. Their completion rates are quite good as well. It's probably what's kept them in the game. And they just go for longer. So I feel like if our boys can match that from the start to end, that'd be a huge shifting momentum for the group. But yeah, I'm looking forward. I've been loving Royce Hunt and Sione Fainu coming off the bench. Tigers. Could be sound a bit biased, but I feel like they're the huge difference for the Tigers. They I don't know, like they're just the effort areas. I feel like that's what the difference of our Tigers team is. They've just been working on effort areas. You know, you don't have to be super talented. And see, like obviously, I don't know.
I think Royce when he comes off the bench, he picks it up in another gear. So he adds that bit of leg speed, that power. You know, you've got Terrell May who will go 80 minutes and
80 minutes,
card it, take a carry every set. You've also got Fanua Pole, you know, who does have that similar build to Royce that will get him going forward. But yeah, you're right. Where Royce does come on, he does lift that that energy, and he can find
that energy.
Can find the try line as well, the kid.
Hey, you've mentioned those players, and I always like using T's phrase here, like the glue men of the team.
Yeah,
would you say are they the glue men of the team, keeping all of it together, not just on field but off field? When you talk about you know the coffee dates and the energy that you have in the meeting rooms, where it just keeps people together, would they be the players, or are there other players as well that that are responsible for that area?
I did speak with Dole, Samuela Fani, and he did share a bit about the leadership groups that are going on in the team. That's been working really well for them. I feel like that's the disconnect, where the disconnection comes in, is you got a lot of players that are young coming through, then you got the senior players, but then there's times where, you can have your senior players, but not all the young ones would, they feel intimidated, or like they feel like they're still trying to earn their respect. So they've got a young leadership group in there. Then they got the semi-leadership group. Then they've got the experienced leadership group. So they all each bring something to the team, whether it's planning stuff off the field or on the field. I feel like that's a great piece of, you know, everyone buying in. It's not just your older ones having to do everything, be responsible for it. Most leadership, in a lot of clubs, they do have leadership groups where probably two emerging players that are potential leaders in the future that'll captain a team. And then they've got your senior, two senior, your co-captain's captain. But, yeah, I feel like that's something different the boys have been doing. I love that they all point to Jareen Buller. He's a name that's not spoken much of. Like, obviously, he's in the media, but, like, he's big for the group. He's that player that doesn't say much, but when he does say it, the room goes quiet. That says a lot about who he is, and he's, like, the glue for the team, the boys. And, yeah, he's a huge part, like, why, yeah. Just hearing from the boys and that, yeah, he's just that glue. He's that guy.
I think you've also got the cool thing about this team and the positive thing about the team is that they've still got a lot of growth and development in a few of their players, like Fa'aletino Tavana on the wing there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hiamase Makasini. Yeah, we're still yet to see the best from them, but they're still growing and developing in their game. So huge, great signs for the Tigers, but for the Knights. Who are you looking forward to? Who's that one player to look out for when you look at this Knights team playing Tigers this Sunday?
I've got Jermaine McEwen. He's a powerful edge runner as well. Like he can cause real problems if they get good ball and just keep the possession and that in their hands. But yeah, he's definitely someone I'm keen to watch. Obviously, with Kaipe's poor gone, like he cemented that position in back row. So, that's who I'm looking forward to watch.
Jermaine McEwen playing on the right edge. He'll come up against Samuala Fainu. That'll be a great matchup. I think his leg speed, his direct carries, he's got that body build that is low to the ground, so a bit harder to tackle as well.
Yeah, it's hard to tackle him, take him down. So,
I think Jacob Saifiti and Tyson Frizzell, them two in the middle have...
It's chaos. Like,
carried.
Yeah, the old Bulls have really stepped up
early part of the season. And I think Greg Marju on the wing there, the way he's similar to playing very, very similar footy to Brian To'o. Taking those tough carries, very athletic, can finish, can find the try line. So,
but even Greg Marju, is he like Kiwi or something? Like
he's Samoan.
Is he Samoan?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's even hard to handle. Like if he goes through, he's like another Brian To'o, just in a bigger body.
He would have one of the best bodies in the league, I reckon. Have you seen him with his shirt off?
He's strong. I heard he benches 180. Beautiful. Close to
what?
Like
apparently he can sing too. He's in a boy band.
That's and he can dance.
And he dances.
Vegas.
Is he single? Not for me, just asking for.
Who are you asking for?
I don't know, mate. He just seems like the perfect catch. But anyway, let's move on.
You got a ball crush.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Who have you got to win this one, Salah?
I'm backing the boys. I have to.
Tigers, all right.
Yeah. Who would have thought the Tigers and the Knights, second and third, match of the round?
Second and third. How good.
And,
that's so good.
Just my last one before I let you go. Out on a cup, Sharks versus Roosters this Saturday. Who's winning and why?
I haven't even looked at the team list.
Don't worry about the team list. Just think Sharks, Roosters, the way they've been playing.
Think of the Arona Cup, the legends that they'll be.
They're playing for the prestigious
one, yes.
Award here. It's bigger than any other game.
Bigger than Origin.
Bigger than Grand Finals.
I'm going to go with the Roosters.
You're going with the Roosters?
Yeah, I'm going with the Roosters. I hope they can get it over the Sharks.
Well, Spencer Lenu is back. From his injury. Victor Radley's back. So on the bench, they've got Spencer Lenu and Celesi Fochetti. Nafahu White starting at prop. And you've also got the finishers and Daniel Tupou and Mark Nawanga Nitawase on the wings.
So is this at Shark Park?
Shark Park. But when you've got a team like Adam Fanua Blake, we've also got the Tongan fisherman, Sione Katoa. Hopefully I can get him on the show very shortly.
Yo.
But I spoke about the Roosters bench. The Sharks bench Siosifa Talakai and Oregon
Kalfusi. And Oregon Kalfusi. Even Thomas Hazleton.
Yeah.
He's, man, a bit of a workhorse.
Lee, you have too many stars in every team. Give us some stars for Union, man. You have so many stars in your game.
Hey.
Nah, Union have stars. They just don't know how to market them. But anyway.
Anyway.
Sola. Anyway. We're going to have to let one of our stars go.
Yes, we do.
For this Friday. Have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next Friday. Up the Tigers.
Up the Tigers.
Yeah, the boys. Thanks, boys.
The Rugby Union Preview.
Interception by Big Nemani.
With Nemani Kurindrani.
The interception by Nemani Nandolo Kurindrani. He has got the interception for that, but no reception.
Well, he's not joining us.
He's supposed to be here. Can you give me...
Give him a call. Try and get him on live.
Here we go.
He did say he was training.
Yeah, they have captain's run, I think. Must be a big crisis meeting going into this one. Nems, is he there? Please answer the phone. Answer the phone, please.
No Nems. Nah.
Nems, no good.
Let's run the ball, mate.
Run it up.
Yep, he's offloaded it to you.
Oh, there he is. Nems, make sure you don't hand in your invoice this week. Yeah, so it looks like we're not having Nems today. Sorry about that, people. I know he's a big feature on this show, and we'd love getting the big man's insights into the Fijian draw.
Hey, mate, that's why you get paid the big dollars here on Nesian Footy. Sammy Wykes is about to kick us off all things Super Rugby. You've already covered the Moana Pacifica.
Yep.
But let's go through the draw. What do you got for us this weekend?
Who are the draw playing again?
The draw are playing the Force
in
La Toca.
The Western Force in La Toca, the Sugar City. This is a big one for both teams. The draw are sitting 10th and the Force are 9th. So it is the battle of the bottom here.
Let's go through this again. How many teams? 12?
12 teams.
They're set in 10th. How many make the finals?
Top six.
Top six.
Top six.
And they would be far off that top six, likely.
Mate, I can't see them making a run for it at all. Like, they're just too far behind. And even if they did sneak in, it's a miracle to even get past that first round.
Actually, push pause. Before we go into this game, you told me off air some coaching news that we needed to update on.
Oh, yes. Actually, thank you for reminding me, because that's what I wanted to ask Nems first cab off the rank for my questions was Mick Byrne, the Flying Fijian coach, is no longer coaching them.
So it's been announced?
It's been announced. This was when we didn't have our show last week, so it is, you know, over a week old now. But because we weren't on that Friday... Yeah, got announced. Yeah. They've parted ways. New interim coach that stepped in for the Flying Fijians, Senirusi Seruvakula, will take over as the new Flying Fijians coach. I believe he is currently with the Fijian under-20s team.
So Mick Byrne's...
No longer there.
No longer the coach.
Yeah. Look, Mick had some health issues earlier this year. I believe it was actually, I want to say it was prostate cancer, but got it really early. And so he said, I reached out to Mick just to see how he was going. When I did find out the news, he goes, nah, mate, I'm good as gold. I'm ready. Everything's under control. I'm ready to coach and rip in with the boys, because it's a big couple of years for the Flying Fijians. They have the first ever Nations Cup, where they've got those 12 teams.
What's the Nations Cup?
So they've combined the Southern Hemisphere teams and the Northern Hemisphere teams to play in two windows.
So is it the Six Nations?
There goes the microphone.
Six Nations.
So England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, Wales, France.
South Africa.
And then South Africa, New Zealand, Australia,
Japan,
Fiji, Japan. Is it 12 nations? Anyway, all the big dogs are playing. All the big dogs are playing in this one. So Fiji are now in that, and they have to play their home games over in the UK.
Yep.
Just because they don't have a T1 stadium to be able to host these type of games. And you think about where Mick got the draw. he, like, as in the Fijian draw, he got him to a place where they were really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Really competitive, and he's brought a lot of those young guys through, talent ID, to them when he took over as head coach of the Flying Fijians. A lot of those local-based players, the draw players, came in to the Flying Fijians, and he's been responsible for their recruitment and development. And now for him to not be there, to part ways, I didn't like the decision. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like the decision. Not saying that Senadrucci is a bad coach. I don't know him as a coach at all and his style. But I just think with such a big tournament coming up and where Fiji rugby is at the moment.
And World Cup next year.
You need stability.
Mm.
You need a coach that understands what it's like to be on the road and prepare on the road.
Do you know this other coach?
60,000 people.
Do you know the other coach that's taken McBurn's place?
No, I don't know him well enough. I know he's done.
Has he been experienced?
As an assistant coach, he's been there as an assistant. So he's been in and amongst the professional environments. He's done it from when they used to have the NRC, the National Rugby Championships in Australia, and the Fijian Drua had a team in that. Like, he coached them and they won that NRC comp back in, I think it was like 2016 or something like that. He's done the Fijian under 20s at the World Cups. And you can't really judge him on those 20s campaigns and results.
Oh, it's a different ball game. Yeah, yeah.
It's a different ball game. Yeah, I know some comments are saying that, oh, look, they got they got a couple of hidings in those World Cups. But, man, that's you could have Eddie Jones coaching those teams. Like, it's such a big gap in preparation for those big nations compared to what the island teams get, like Fiji. So now he's got the keys to the castle for the Flying Fijians, Senadrucci. But I just think, yeah, from a point of view of this didn't need to happen right now. No chance. Like, let Mick take him to their first ever Nations Cup, see how the results go there, and then get him into the World Cup. And then you can make a decision off the back of that. Mm. You've had your 2 years. There's no rush. In my eyes, there was no rush to make this decision right now. And I get you want a Fijian coach in there to coach a Fijian. I'd want that too. But I just didn't think it needed to happen right now.
Yeah, big hole, like you mentioned, about Artie Savia. Mick Burns probably earned that space as a head coach, understood the playing group. And will be some big shoes to fill leading into two major tournaments for the Flying Fijians. But
nonetheless, man, all the best to Senadrucci. Hopefully they do really well and they go far and deep into these competitions because, man, they have definitely got the player pool and the talent to be able to do really well. So all the best to them.
Fijian Drua.
The Fijian Drua, yes, this is going to be a big game for them. The Drua are sitting 10th. The Force are sitting 9th. Look, the Drua haven't had their best year. They're coming off a pretty big, disappointing loss to the Crusaders last week. It was the last ever game at famous home ground, one of the hardest places to play, I believe. They keep the grass long for a reason. It's very hostile.
A lot of history there. They've won a fair few comps.
Yes, they have. Yeah. There were 7 in a row there.
Dan Carter, Richie McCaw.
Some of the greats, you know, and they'll move to a very beautiful stadium. And so it was a special occasion for the Crusaders, and they were always going to be up for it. And, yeah, the Fijian Drua just weren't up for the challenge in that one. And now they come home in a very familiar part where they can win and where anything can happen, and they're going to take on the Force, who are coming off a very good win against the Reds last week, so they're going to be full of confidence. But you've got the longest travel for the Western Force, so they've got to travel from the other side of Australia to get over there, so travel is a factor. But
Equals connection, mate.
Say that again.
Equals connection. You know, they travel the long time together. I'm only thinking because Force may be my smoky.
There was a category three cyclone that ripped through Fiji. So when the players, the game's going ahead, so it's starting to pass now. But when the Force landed in Fiji, I just saw some of the Instagram stories of oh, where's the sunny weather? Where's this? So they're already talking about the weather, the conditions over there. It's going to be tough, man. Like, that ground gets so heavy. For the Force, like, they haven't done well in Fiji in the past, and it will be a tough game for them. But I think for the Drua, I don't know what the answers are around how to get them playing consistent footy. Like, they show glimpses of it. And when I spoke the other week around it, if they hold the ball a bit more, they're going to put themselves in the fight and in the frame to score points. And they did that. They just didn't defend it well enough, you know, when they played a couple of weeks ago. It's like they're just losing that bit of flair. That week in, week out toughness of this competition. At the moment, they're just not rising to that occasion. And I don't know what the fix is when it comes down to this, like, as in, like, in round nine. It's one of those ones where the players themselves have to really make an individual decision in their heads and be the ones to turn this around.
Before you wrap it up, I was thinking what that looks like as a, like, to bring in as a coach, to bring something in, two ball touch. Go to training and just play two ball touch where it's chaos. You're throwing two balls in there. The boys are having fun. You're fine. Like, you see enjoyment. You see offload. You see, you know, boys trying new things and just chaos over the field. But then eventually what that does will bring the best out of their style, their game. They go to the weekend and, you know, just remember playing like they were in the backyard.
The amount of times I've heard stories like that and it's worked is unbelievable. Where other teams, again, because I feel like I can really speak on this subject because I've been in that position so many times with teams. And what coaches try to do is more is better. Now we've got to be more intense. We've got to run more. We've got to up the physicality. We've got to do more rugby, where players are just trying to take a breath. They just want to get away from it for a bit. So, like, the barbecues. I remember the Highlanders one year, they had training the whole week off and said, see you, captain's run. And it worked for them. So to turn things around, is that what the answer is? I think it is, T. Just get them being happy, playing two ball touch, let them have a carver session midweek and just see if it brings the best out of them. And if that doesn't work, well, go back to running hard, tackling hard, physical and doing those type of things. But anyway, I'm wishing the Fijian Drua all the best for this weekend, as well as my former team, the Western Force. And we'll see what happens when we unpack it on Monday next week.
Thank you, Nemani Kurundjani.
Nems, don't ever do this to me again. I was well prepared for my questions, so you better be here next week,
given
us the inside information.
On Nijin Footy, but let's start rolling to the end of the show.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Knockout tipping time.
Knockout tipping time?
Yeah, look, our producer hasn't changed the audio yet. We are week, well, probably
400 weeks in, and we're still doing knockout tipping comp. And
this is lock and smoke,
it's lock
anyway.
And smoke,
it's
baby.
Lock and smoke.
Lock and smoke.
Where we will pick one team or two teams each week, our lock in and then our smoky, smoky being the less favourite to win the game.
Sort it out, producer.
And we'll keep the score throughout the end of the throughout the year. At the end of the year, the loser has to buy the winner a jersey. Of their, no, give me three was the jersey.
This is for the feed. Islander feed
so
of your choice.
We're sitting at 3-3 semi.
3-3, that doesn't sound great.
3-3.
But it is a good comp, though, because the smoky draws things back. Like, you can't get, like, too far ahead because we do have to choose a smoky and one lock. And, yeah, man, if your lock doesn't come up.
Well, sometimes your smoky is the one that comes up and you miss the lock
like I did the other day.
That was our first round, actually.
Yeah, we
both got the smokies wrong and the locks right. No, the other way
around. The other way around. Anyway.
That's my lock this week. Actually, I'll start with my smoky. I said I wanted to go Drua, or I'll get something from the Union, and Drua playing Force in Lautoka?
Yeah, in Lautoka, in the Sugar City.
Lautoka. So I'm going to go, you said Force would be a smoky over there.
You know what? Yes, they are. It's the longest travel, for the Western Force.
I remember you said this before, and Force still won.
No, the Force haven't won over there.
You know why Force is going to win?
Why?
Because Zach Lomax.
Debut. What a debut.
Is he debuting this week?
Yes, off the bench.
So there you go. I'm going Zach Lomax, yeah, Western Force.
This is going to be such a unique debut for this bloke because he's played in some big games, big moments, but he has not played on the surface of the Sugar City. Heavy ground. Yeah. And hopefully all the people of Fiji are safe and everything's okay. They've just had a Category 3 cyclone go through there. So, like, there's been flooding, and that ground's going to be heavy. And I'm pretty sure the last time the Force played the Drua there, when it was this type of these type of weather conditions, there were frogs on the field.
It's going to be hot too,
and it's hot. So even though it looks cloudy and rainy, it's not cold. It's still 35 degrees.
When do you reckon Zach Lomax is thinking, why did I come to uni?
And he's going to have some traffic come down his way when he gets on there. These big Fijians
from playing at that new Parramatta Stadium. To go into Lautoka, running and dodging frogs.
Exactly. In a hostile Fijian crowd with people watching from the trees.
And then you're playing a draw team where anything could happen.
Anything could happen. Oh, I love this game. Make sure we tune in for that one. So that's your Smokey.
Smokey Force. Western Force to beat the Fijian draw.
Okay.
Sorry, my Fijian brothers.
Sorry about that, but it is what it is because on my Smokey... Am I going my Smokey?
Yeah, you go your Smokey.
Smokey!
Smokey! Hey, Smokey!
That reminds me of that movie Friday. Go and watch that movie. It's a classic. I'm going to go The Dragons for my Smokey. They're under the hammer. Oh, my goodness.
The Dragons.
The Dragons. I know.
The Dragons.
What's bigger than a Smokey?
0-5.
0-5. The coach is under all sorts of pressure.
Wow.
Well, okay. It's a Smokey for a reason.
They did lose to Cowboys 30-something.
Can they
nil.
Turn it around? So we talked about the circle of trust. We've talked about
There would have been a circle of trust.
They had that after round two. I feel like this week they've got away from the game. Whoa. I don't know for sure. I just think they've got away. They've played touch footy. They've had a barbecue. They've had bonding. Because you can't go keep redlining.
Well, what's our word? What's the word where my lock-in is the same game as your Smokey?
Oh, you're doing it, are you?
I'm doing it.
You're doing it for the Smoker.
The Smoker.
The Smoker. We're doing the Smoker for the second time.
I'm going the Manly.
On the lock, stock, and two smoking barrels.
Manly Seagulls as my lock in to beat the Dragons.
Here we go. Are there bonus points for a Smoker?
There should be.
Well,
for you.
You know, when we hear.
No, there shouldn't be.
No, when we get our audio up and running, we'll figure out if it's double points or not.
All right. So okay. I've gone Manly Seagulls for my lock in. You've gone the Dragons for your Smokey.
It's a Smoker.
I've gone the Force for my lock-in. Who is your...
No, you're going for the Force for your Smoke.
For my Smokey. Who's your lock-in?
My lock. Sorry to our Moana Pacific.
You can't
brothers.
Do that. You can't
Why?
Do that. You can't always go against Moana.
You always went against the Tigers that when they were in that slump.
You can't... Every week, your lock-in is whoever is playing Moana. Every Friday...
No,
are you going
not.
To do it? Are you going to do it again?
Why do you have to do that?
Because it's every week you're doing it. I've picked it up.
All right, I'll change it then. Because you're a sook, and I was just doing it to try and win. What's another lock? Do you know what? I'm going to put it on the line. I'm going to have the Hurricanes over the Blues. What about that for my lock?
That's a good game.
That's a great game. That's
There's
1v2.
A lot of history there.
1 vs 2.
Battle of the North Island.
Man, so...
No, Waikato's in there too, the Chiefs.
All right, stop. Who did I say? The Hurricanes. I'm going Hurricanes.
Hurricanes to beat the Blues.
That's my lock.
That's your lock?
That's on the line, T. So next week, if that doesn't happen, I'm going to go against...
Someone has to hold you accountable for just going up against the Moana every single week. We're meant to be supporting our Moana.
I am supporting.
We're meant to be supporting... Our draw, and
you
I've
went
gone against the
draw. You've gone against the draw. What is this? And I've succumbed
I said I wanted the draw, and you said, no, Force is the Smokey.
Oh, please.
So, anyway,
here we go.
That's the end of our show for Nijan Footy Fridays. Catch us on Monday. Tell your Pacifica mates about our Monday and Friday shows. Just subscribe to the podcast. Search Nijan Footy wherever you get your podcasts. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.